Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
QT Docs, coming to you once again. I want to thank my listening audience. Thank you for tuning in this evening. I want to thank God for tasking me with this opportunity to bring the word to my listening audience. I want to thank Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International Ministry for allowing me this opportunity under the direction of Prophetess Teresa Docs. To proceed with a few announcements, Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International Ministry is having a conference May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Please all try to attend. It's going to be a fiery conference. It's going to be like Paul with the fire shut up in our bones. We're going to have to bring it out. It's going to flame somewhere. Just thank you, Jesus. Praise God. The name of my, the title this evening is going to be Try Me. Try me, Jesus. Try me, try me. The Lord is asking us to try him. Start off with a prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, creator of all things, kings of kings, lords of lords, prince of peace, Jesus is Lord, for allowing me this opportunity. I want to thank you for the listening audience, for allowing them to, allowing all of us to dig deep within ourselves and receive the word that is about to go forth this evening. I want to thank you In our darling Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Try me. I'm going to come out of Matthew 9. Start off where it says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue wrong scripture. Praise God. Praise God. Try me. Try me. And doing this for tonight, try me. I'm going to come out with just some plain talk. Putting ourselves in situations in which we come to God. And we're talking to God. We're talking to God and asking God to, on a level that we understand, as we're talking to God and not talking to other people. We're talking to God and we come to God and we're asking God to please, make way as we go through trials and tribulation. And as situations in our lives change, we're asking the Lord to what shall we do? And the Lord is talking back to us. And praise God, praise God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. Oh, man. Although we were having some technical difficulty, but God pulled us right through. Amen. He pulled us through. God is so good. I just want to thank everyone for being patient and being obedient and holding on. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. And I am your host, Elder QT Docs. Coming to you today, God is just so good. I was talking about try me. But we're just gonna talk about you talk to me, Lord. We're gonna talk about how God talked to us. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you today, dear Lord. We want you just to open up our ears, dear God, our ear gate, dear Lord, so we can hear what you are saying to us, dear Lord. We want you to give us the eyes of understanding, dear Lord, so we can understand what is being said to us. Dear Lord, I want to thank you today for blessing all those that's on the line and all those that are being obedient to the word of God and just being a dedicated soldier and just standing on the wall. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You talk to me, Lord. You talk to me. Coming out of Mark 7:31-37. Amen. God is just so good.
you know, all, I mean, we know in this economic climate and this political climate and social climate, economic climate, that we want God to talk to us. We want to hear from God so we can make the right decision and do the right thing, so we can just be on one accord with him, so our mistakes can be less if we just listen to him. And Mark, it's Mark 31 and 37. His title is "You Talk to Me." Again, you know, in 31 it says, "Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they begged him to put his hand on him." We're talking about they begged Jesus. Amen. In 33 it says, "And he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger in his ears. Talk to me, Lord." And he said, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be open." Immediately his ears were open, and the impediment of his tongue was loose, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." God is just wonderful. We have to listen to what God is saying to us. You know, we have to be on one accord. We have to remember that if we open our ear gates to the word of God, he will always direct us. You know, that's why they say you have to be careful what you hear and what you see, because some of us are easily influenced by what we hear, people gossiping and saying this and saying that and causing us to react and behave a certain way towards that individual, towards that thing, or towards someone. Amen? We're talking about he also commanded as we proceed with what God tells us to do. I'm just going to give you a brief historical background. The disciple Mark was probably the young man who ran away naked on the night the soldiers came to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was later somewhat adopted by the Apostle Peter as his spiritual son. Peter translated all the information to Mark to write down all that he remembered as the Holy Ghost inspired him to. You know, the first one to put down on paper all that the Lord said and did was the Apostle Matthew. He also commented on this incident, but not in such much detail. As Peter remembered, you know, we find Matthew's observation in chapter 15 of his gospel that Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Then great multitude came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others. And they lay them down at Jesus' feet. Amen. And he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorify the God of Israel. Amen. You know, when things happen to us, we you know, in our lives, and regardless of how small it may be or how big it may be, you know, we should always give God the glory, because without God, that's not possible for us. So no matter what happens, you know, we crossed the street and we made it in time before this car went past. You know, give God the glory. You know, if you don't have any food to eat and somebody give you something, you know, give God the glory. You know, if you slip and somebody caught you, and you know, give God the glory. Thank the person, but give God the glory. Amen. You know, it's you know, a lot of us, you know, don't see these things, and when miracles and when things happen in our life, you know, and when we see, you know, we just don't step back and say, God did this. You know, we see injuries and sickness and when emergency to extreme things happen, and when we see the miracle of God that's performed in front of us, or when a witness comes and says the great deeds has just been done, you know, we have to take note and say, give God the glory, because God did it. And we see the physical disabled, and we see the, you know, our loved ones are dying, and we sincerely love and needed the healing that God, that we felt that God should have done. But you want to give God the glory, because there's a purpose, and there's a purpose for everything. Amen. And I am sure that we, as Christians, would be somewhat evil, you know, like evil people who would try at times to use fake injuries to try to test God, or try to test the prophet, or try to test someone that's being delivered, or try to test someone that's being healed. And you find these individuals that would come up, you know, to the front and just faking it and playing church, playing like that something's wrong with them, and so they can have something to talk about. Amen. We have these people. We know a lot of people that fake those kind of games, and they don't, you know, they playing or with fire, as we say. Because you play with God, you know God is going, his wrath is not going to be nice. God doesn't play games like that. You don't play church. And because when I pray, sometimes I ask the Lord to let me be his friend, like Abraham and Moses, and I want him to love me like he does David and Daniel, you know, and I want him to give me the authority to perform those miracles. I don't have those authority as of yet, but I keep asking God, you know, through my prayers. Now, prophetess and Pastor Teresa Dox, I have seen her pray over people, and I saw things happen. Those gifts I don't have as of yet, you know, like Elijah and Elijah. But, you know, like I said, you know, I am greedy in many ways, but I realize that the one thing that I do here, what I do here on earth, doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Everything I want to do is to, here on earth, is to give God the glory, you know, give glory to El Shaddai, and the Almighty. I want to give him the glory, because without him, nothing is possible. Amen. Nothing is possible. Again, going back to Mark 7 and verse 31, you know, where he departed the region of Tyre and Sidon. He came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. And most Christians just read this verse like they understand what it really says. Do you know where Tyre and Sidon are? If you do, then you are in a small minority of Bible students. For the rest, just let me tell you this, that these areas are in different countries. You know, have you ever heard of Lebanon? Well, back then the people didn't have the borders like we do today, and where everything is mapped out, you know, people were more able to move around here and there without all these restrictions. But, you know, but what I'm trying to say is that the significance of this area is that you see all this area. This area is the area of Gentiles, and where the Gentile lives. And Tyre and Sidon, along with the region of Decapolis, were habituated by Gentiles, not Jews. They were inhabited by Gentiles, and the region of Decapolis was composed of 10 cities along the Sea of Galilee. Now, having this information that I'm giving you is kind of giving you some things to think about. I mean, it's saying that there were a pocket of Jews or a pocket of Jewish people in these areas, but I also believe that our Lord was also reaching out to the Gentiles at that particular time. You know, then they brought him one who is deaf, in verse 32, and had an impediment in his speech. And they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger in his ears. And he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha. He said, that is to be open. He's saying that, open his ears, my father, open his ears. Immediately his ears were open, and the impediment of his tongue was loose, and he spoke plainly. Amen. Now we know that there was a few instances in the Bible where some bizarre action seemed to happen, and here is, you know, one such unique occurrence. You know, I believe that if you really slow down and take a look at what first seemed to be yucky, is really something altogether. We're talking about the spitting and all, and then touching your ears. And I mean, yes, but it appears to be something that's unorthodox. But it opened the deaf man's ears. So when God tells us to do something and we say, oh, man, that's yucky and ucky, and it doesn't sound right, it can't be from God. But if you know the voice of your Father and you do what is instructed you to do, and he commanded you to go here or say this to someone or give this to someone, it might sound stupid. It might sound rational to you, but it's something that God knows that will work, and he knows it works. And if you believe and have faith, you know that when he tells you to do something, you do it because it will work. You know, it's our God, you know, is an awesome God, and his healing of man who could not hear and speak, you know. Let me give you an example of a misinterpretation. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, now it happened one day that Elijah went to the Shurim, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes us by regularly. She said, please let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lampstand. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. And it happened one day that he came there and he turned in to the upper room and lay down there. Then he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to her, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Amen. What can I do for you? See, you really don't know when you're nice to someone. You don't know who you're really being nice to, but you know there's something about that individual that is giving you this unction, the function to do something. See, and he said, what can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, actually, she has no son, and her husband is old. So he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord. Man of God, do not lie to me. Do not lie to your maidservant. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elijah had told her. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reaper. And he said to his father, amen, my head. So he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knee till noon and then passed away. And then she went up and lay him on the bed. See, and this is when Elijah came and performed another miracle. So I'm just saying to my brothers and sisters, you know, you don't know who you're being nice to, who you being saying the kind words to. You don't know how that will boomerang back to you. Amen. So I just want to thank each and every one of you. I know we had a little bit delay, but God is good. And just continue to be kind to someone this week and keep your ears open for God to stir you in the right direction. Amen? Because our God is an awesome God, and he does reign. Amen? So let's just keep in mind that let's just walk the way Jesus will walk, and let's talk the way that he will talk, and let's give a kind word. Give a smile. Amen? Let's just do something good. Let's do something with a heart. Let's do something that we want to do, not because we have to do it. Let's do it because we want to do it, because we know that's what God wants us to do. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank each and every one of you for being on the line today. At 6 o'clock, we got Brother David Patterson. He has a program called FM AM, For Men, About Men. He's an awesome man of God, and listen to his broadcast if you're able to, or listen to it in archives, and he's going to bring you a great message. Amen. Our God is an awesome God, and he does reign. So I just want to tell you, just continue to for the rest of this week and the next week. We know Easter coming up in the following week, and we just want to, you know, as we roll that egg around, as we watch the rabbits go, let's be like the rabbit. Let's do something. Let's hurry up and do something for someone. Let's move in the direction that the Lord wants us to move. Let's touch someone. There's so many ways to touch someone. So many ways. Find that way that's good for you, so you can touch someone and make someone smile. Make someone feel good. Make someone feel encouraged, that they just say, hey, you know, I ran across this person, you know, and this person just said something that's been on my heart, and I know that's confirmation. It's got to be a confirmation from God, because that person said what I've been thinking about all week, or that person said something that stopped me from doing something that I shouldn't be doing. That was our confirmations, and that person gave me something, you know, or whatever it may be. Just be thoughtful. Have that anointing walk, that anointing talk, an anointing thought, the anointing works of God. Amen. Amen. So as I close now, I just want to say this: find yourself a good Bible church, and if you haven't found one, find one. Just say to yourself, you know, ask God to look into your heart, surrender yourself. Confess with your mouth that our Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead, so you can have that eternal life that God is looking for. Amen. Amen. So in closing, just have a beautiful, miraculous, majestic, miracle-working week this week. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Our God is an awesome God. Amen.
Keep on calling like a man.